Good day. Welcome to a Durban Christian Centre South Ministry message. Durban Christian Centre was established by Dr. Fred and Nellie Roberts as a house of prayer for all nations and truly is a place where miracles happen. Our focus is to win the lost and to make disciples of all nations. We hope you enjoy this inspiring word from our senior pastor, Pastor Johnny Krobler.
So you're blessed this morning. I've entitled my message to you this morning, Pass Over, Move On. I want to say to you, pass over, move on. Amen. Move on. Move on into what God has for your life. Father, we bless you for your precious word, your spirit of truth that will come and anoint the word and transform our lives and touch and change us in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to ask you today, what moves you? What moves you? God has ordained that we are moved by faith. Spoke last week about the word of faith, the faith of God that comes to us. Because we are born of faith. We are born of the word. Receive the word, confess the word. We are born of the word. Then we grow by his word. We gain understanding by his word. We increase by his word. Hallelujah. We establish new things. And within a short while, we find ourselves living a brand new life, a brand new reality. How many of you, when you look back at your family, when you look at people who were unsaved at the time that you got born again, you look at them and you look at your life and you say, I'm living a brand new life. I'm living in a different world. Amen. Because you create that world by the word that comes to you. God creates that world, but then you cooperate with his creative power by speaking that word, living that word, acting on that word. Hallelujah. And we put that word in our lives and in our hearts. And my, thank God, his word is life transforming. Amen. When Israel were told to celebrate the Passover, they were told to do it in a specific way. How are we supposed to eat the Passover? Exodus 12:11. This is how you will eat it. With your cloak tucked into your belt, your sandals on your feet, your staff in your hand, eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. In other words, when the word comes to you, you're supposed to eat it, receive it with a ready heart. You're supposed to receive the word. When we receive the word, it should be with an expectation that I'm going on to new things. When the word comes this morning, I'm ready to go. Amen. I don't receive the word and now I'm, okay, well, that's wonderful. The word stays in church and I'll go home and live the life that I was living. No, when I receive the word, I receive it with sandals on my feet. I receive it ready because the word of God brings blessing and authority into my life to live a life that is beyond the natural. To live a life that is beyond what is possible for me. Somebody say amen. Everybody say with me, when the word of God comes to me, it is to empower me to live a life that is beyond and impossible to what I can live. Therefore, when the word of God comes, I receive it by faith, I speak it by faith, I act it by faith, and I possess its promise by faith. To live a new life by the promise that came to me. Thank God, it's a miraculous life. I tell you, you can't receive a bigger Christmas present than a word from God. Hallelujah. And so, God, when you look at the Passover, notice something about the Passover. God is more interested in your glorious future than the problems of your past. Amen. The word that came to them was to make them a partaker of the promised land. The word that came to them was not to comfort them. Oh, shame. Stay where you are. We all cry together. Amen. And you'll find religious people use the word of God like a comforter. Amen. It's a bad situation. Give me my tummy. But no faith. Amen. Tell your neighbor, the word of God is not a dummy. It's not a comforter. The Word of God is a partaker of the promises of the things to come for your life. Somebody say amen. When the Word of God comes, it's so that I can be a partaker of a new covenant. And that's only found in the Word of God. I want you to tell your neighbor, with the Word of God in your mouth, everything's going to be all right. Everything's going to be okay. There's power release in your life. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, when Jesus walked along, there was that blind man sitting on the side of the road crying out, "Jesus, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and they said, "Take courage. The Master is calling you." I want to say to you this morning, take courage. The Word is calling you. Take courage. The Master is speaking to you. Hallelujah. Don't stay where you are. Don't stay in a place of despair. Don't sit at home and think, well, nothing's going to happen. You know, that blind beggar had to get out of his bed and say, today the Word of God's going to come to me. Today is going to be my day. And when the Word of God came, he took courage. Amen. Take courage when the Word comes, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. The Word that comes to you is greater than your circumstance. I don't care how big that devil looks. I don't care how big that promise looks. That Word is more powerful. Somebody say amen. Amen. Don't stay in the complaints department. Some people love the complaints department. They live there. They're comfortable there. Amen. They're always talking about what went wrong. You know, as long as Israel was wronged, they were treated badly, they were enslaved. But for as long as they complained, they remained. Say with me, if I complain here, I remain here. Hallelujah. Say it again. If I complain here, I remain here. Why do we sit here till we die? Let us arise and go outside the camp. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. I don't want to remain here. Amen. You know, some people, they like that complaints department. They remain there. They set the feathers out and they make the nest more comfortable. They're in a confined space and they don't realize that the Word is there to expand them, extend them, take them over, take them beyond. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, you're not supposed to just stay where you are. You know, you live in this little room. Oh, what do I want? Well, maybe if I put a mirror on the one door, on the one wall, it will look bigger. No, man. Knock the wall out. Hallelujah. I pray the Holy Ghost knock every wall out of your life today. Amen. Every limit, everything that holds you back. Praise God. Tell your neighbor, don't remain here. Amen. You know, your feet only moves to where your heart is. Hallelujah. God's Word comes to move your heart so that He can move your feet. Hallelujah. Amen. It's the truth that you will eventually land up where your heart is. That's where you will go. As a man thinks as his heart, that's where you're going to end up. Amen. You think, keep thinking about Kentucky. Guess where you're going to end up? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, when God gave the Passover, it was not a complaint session. It was a meal of faith. It was a word that came that said, get ready, there's more for you. There's promise in the Word of God. Where you are is not where God planned you to be. Don't you listen to no devil. Don't you listen to no man that tell you your situation is where you're supposed to be. Be comfortable. Be a good slave. No, I am a child of God, and His Word is here to deliver me and take me into a new place. Hallelujah. To bring me into the blessing. Somebody say, bring me into the blessing. Hallelujah. So your life is precious. Guard your heart. Watch what's going on in your heart. You know, we should never be in a place where you just live complacent day to day. You know, get home. What are you going to do today? Well, I'm going to watch TV. Oh, what are you going to do tomorrow? Well, tomorrow I'm going to put my feet up and watch TV. What are you going to do the next day? Well, the next day I'm going to lie down and watch TV. Amen? No, there's a new life. Hallelujah. There's a promise waiting. What am I saying to you? When the word of God comes to us, it should energize us. And something about when the word of faith comes, it's an uncomfortable place. Amen? Often the word of God comes to you, it's a place where you're walking on water. It's not a place that's comfortable to the flesh. Amen? Hallelujah. When the word of God comes, it often causes you to walk in a place where you can easily sink. Yay, there's a revelation. Amen. In other words, if you're not walking in a place where easily things can go wrong any moment now, you're not walking in faith. You're walking in security. When you're walking in faith, hallelujah, at any moment it's dangerous. Things can go wrong. There's lions in the den. Amen. There's problems. But you're walking in faith because you're taking new ground. Hallelujah. You're walking in a promise, and there's nothing in the natural to support the fact that you're walking like you're walking, that you're talking like you're talking. There's nothing that says you are right. Everything says you are wrong. Only the word is in your heart, and you know that you know. Somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You see, you must watch which words you listen to. Because, you know, problems can often draw you down and drag you down into a victim mentality. You think, oh me, oh my. Why me? Amen. Hallelujah. I know none of you have ever said that. But it can easily drag you down there. And when problems come, don't sing the somebody did me wrong song. Sing the I'm serving a God of miracles song. Hallelujah. Sing something good is about to happen. Something good is in store. Things might be going wrong, but with God there is more and there is more. Hallelujah. Amen. You're not in a dead end. When you get to a dead end, look up. When you get into a place you don't know where else to turn, stand in the word. Amen. The word overcomes. The word is life. We've been anointed with a mighty word. So don't get into that place. Get a word from God. Be moved by faith. Now, well, things are going wrong. I guess I'm going to have to go to the pawn shop. Amen. Porn is bad for you. Don't go to the pawn shop. Amen. Get into the faith shop. Get into the house of God. Take a seed out. Say, I'm going to change my situation. I'm going to sow a seed here. Let me find somebody that's poor. Let me find somebody and bless them so I can change my situation around. Hallelujah. Because by faith, God is providing my needs today. You don't have to wait for Sunday to give an offering. Hey, you don't have to wait for Sunday to sow a seed. Amen. When you see a poor man, many times it's your miracle waiting. Someone says, oh, well, I don't have anything myself. Why should I give you some? Hallelujah. The next time you got nothing yourself, you see somebody begging, it's the offering bag. Hello? Hey! It's time for you to change your situation. It's time for you to activate the Word of God and say, hey, no, I'm not going to partake of that poverty song. I'm not going to partake of a poverty and a lack situation. I believe in sowing. I believe in giving. I believe the Word of God. I'm going to activate the Word of God. Hallelujah. You start feeling depressed. You start feeling sorrowful. Find somebody and give them a good word. Sow a good word. Exhort them. Amen. Man, I found that when I speak the word of encouragement to somebody else, I get encouraged. Hallelujah. When I leave Wentworth, I'm encouraged. I'm blessed. Amen. Because I'm giving. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, your situation is not a prison. The word of God is a promise. Hallelujah. You know, be careful what you let in your heart. Be careful for words that try and separate you from your leader, separate you from your church. Amen. Be careful of those words, because if you allow it, it will get you out of your inheritance. Many people leave the place where God placed them to go walk their own 40 years in the wilderness, and they die there. Amen. Notice those who did not believe died in the wilderness. Amen. They're dead already. But when you believe the word of God, have you ever thought of this? Joshua and Caleb were same age as those others. They all died in the wilderness, but afterward, Joshua and Caleb still stepped into the promised land. When you believe the word of God, he extends your life. Hallelujah. Amen. He causes the promises to come to pass. Everybody say, the word of God will cause the promises to come to pass. Hallelujah. So when the sons of Korah started to arise and accuse Moses and get people to side with them, they the ones that got separated. Notice what happened. The earth swallowed them up. The carnal, the natural, absorbed them. And they were found in a place of defeat of the natural instead of mounting up with wings as eagles and walking in the high places of God. Hallelujah. I thank God not one year is going to be swallowed up by the earth. Not one year is going to be swallowed up by the natural, swallowed up by the carnal, swallowed up by your depression. Come on, man. All of us wake up some mornings feeling depressed. All of us wake up some days feeling down. Amen. Having a bad hair day. Lately, I don't have too many of those anymore. Hallelujah. Amen. I can recommend baldness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, and they allowed, some people allowed themselves. Remember Moses said, now those that are with Korah, stand that side. Those that are with me, stand this side. Some people allow themselves to be moved with the wrong reason. Don't get moved with other people's offenses. Amen. Don't get moved by negativities. Hallelujah. You know what? It's hard enough to get myself to heaven than to still have to listen to other people's junk. Come on now. Amen. It's hard enough to keep Johnny positive than to hang around certain people. You know, like Pastor Rodney Howard Brown says, some people are so negative, they touch your car battery, it goes flat. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on now. I've learned I have to stir myself up. I have to read the word. I have to pray. I have to get around people of faith. Amen. I need to build myself up. Hallelujah. I don't need Korah in my life. Amen. I don't need that people in my life. Don't be moved by wrong situation. Don't be moved by other people's complaints. Because if you do, you'll get separated from your inheritance. Hallelujah. You get separated. So don't listen to that. Rather speak words of faith. Speak words of wisdom. You know, if you're in a home cell where things are wrong, do you thought maybe God put you there to help make it right? Amen.
Oh, well, my home cell leader, he's not as inspired.
Well, maybe you're there to bring some inspiration. Amen. To bring some excitement. I don't know about you. I'm affected when other people are excited. Hello? Amen. So what does that mean? It means that others will be affected when I'm excited. Hallelujah. And so don't be moved by other people's complaints. Don't be moved into their departments. Don't be drawn away. You are defeated when you move for the wrong reasons. When things go wrong around you, when people treat you badly, don't let it move you. Hello? Don't let offenses move you. Don't let when people do things wrong move you. It's got nothing to do with what God is saying to me today. Hallelujah. So when things go bad, when things go wrong, go to the Lord. They that wait on the Lord will renew their strength. Hallelujah. They will mount up. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint. You will hear from God. Listen, I've been through tough times. I've been through times where everybody's doing everything wrong to me. But I refuse to be moved into the offense department. Hello. You see, you and I need to learn that other people shouldn't be able to offend us and bend us and get us out. No matter what you are going through, as long as I haven't heard from God to move, I will stay where I am and I will fulfill my call. Listen to me. Never let a bad situation move you. No matter how tough it is, wait on the Lord. Because the Bible says you'll mount up with wings. In other words, you'll get to a place where you'll see things from His perspective. Hallelujah. Amen. You'll get to a place where no matter what they say, no matter how hard it is, the blood is flowing. Things are bad. Your heart is broken. But in the middle of that, you're waiting on the Lord. Because unless my God speaks, take me not out of here. Don't move me. Often the place of your greatest promotion is the place of your greatest persecution. Hallelujah. Because God delights to often let you be in a desert place. In a place where nobody cares about you. Nobody's worried about you. Everybody's writing you off. And He's watching to see if you'll be moved or if you'll wait on the Lord. Hallelujah. And when God speaks in that situation, oh my God, woo, suddenly there's wells and there's rivers in the middle of a desert. Hallelujah. Where did Jesus get the revelation? In the desert place. Amen. Often when things are going too well, you know, you're not too dependent on God. Amen. And listen, as part of your training, God is teaching you, no matter how tough, you stay where you are. Jesus learned to walk that walk. He learned to walk that walk until it was so tough. He's hanging on a cross. And the very people that He thought are His disciples had run away. And everybody's accusing Him and He's busy dying. And His life's being poured out. But He's saying, Father, into Your hands I commit my spirit. He's learned something. No matter how tough, I'm not moved. The one said to him, the solution is curse God and die. Listen, no matter how tough, wait on the Lord. Because if you let a tough situation move you, can I tell you, can I prophesy to you? I don't want to speak it into existence. Can I reveal to you your future? You're simply going to go and walk around and gain a bit of strength, and God's going to bring you back to the same point Why? Because he wants to teach you to walk by faith. Faith works in the tough times. Amen. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Faith works when everything else is not working. Hallelujah. And I think sometimes God delights so much in faith when your faith is working, let you walk a little bit more and they say, man, that's my boy. Amen. Hallelujah. My servant, you know, I'm well pleased. I'll go walk with him in the fire for a while. Amen. He didn't deliver them the moment they were thrown in. He came down and he walked in with them. I'll walk you in your fire. I'll stay with you in your hard place. Hallelujah. Delighted in their faith a little bit. I don't know what they were talking about. I'd have loved to be part of that conversation, wouldn't you? Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and Jesus in the fire. Hallelujah. Now, boys, this is what they threatened you with. Hallelujah. And now Shadrach says, check the king out. Hallelujah. And Meshach said, man, this is great. The ropes are off. Amen. And Abednego said, well, let's walk around another time or two. Let's show them how this thing works, this faith thing. Amen. Don't let a situation move you. Can I say it again? When things get tough in your family, don't walk out of it. Amen. Stay there. Wait on the Lord. Amen. Be where God placed you. I often remember the words of Kim Clement. He said, unless you have a clear, accurate word from God, where to go? Stay where you are. Amen. They that wait on the Lord. Never let a situation move you. Only the word of God should move you. Hello? Say with me, only the word of God moves me. Hallelujah. So you got problems? Wait on the Lord. Amen. Wait. And if you have to wait long, wait long. Amen. And wait until you know God's spoken. And once he's spoken, now you're walking in the highway of God. When God spoke and he released the word, you start walking in the miraculous. Where no weapon formed against you can prosper. No tongue raised in judgment against you can stand. Everything the enemy throws at you is like water off a duck's back. And everything you do bears fruit. Because you're walking in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, this might surprise you, but we are anointed to fix problems. You've been anointed to restore. You are the salt. Amen. You are the healing balm. Sometimes God pulls you into a bad situation and all you want to do is get out of there. Meantime, you are the medicine. Amen. Can you take it? Can you take a bit of pain? Hallelujah. Amen. Can you take a bit of criticism? Can you take a bit of hardship? And stand there and be the healing balm. Hallelujah. Be the blessing that God called you to be. Amen. Don't get offended, run away. Oh, well, what happens if you do? God has to put somebody else in there. And very often, not many else available because you're the only one saved in your family. Amen. We're going a bit deep here today. Hallelujah. I am the light. Amen. Encourage your brothers. Don't write them off. Hallelujah. Pray for your leaders. Don't judge them. Hallelujah. Lift Moses' hands up. You know, as great a leader as Pastor Fred is, he needs Aaron's and hers to raise up his hands. No matter how great David is, he needs some captains and some warriors around him. Do you know how many warriors died to make David great? Think of that. How many gave their lives making David great? Making the vision that God gave David come to pass. Hallelujah. And sometimes we don't understand our role. Hallelujah. No matter where you are, you stand in the place God has given you. Amen. Come on now. I've determined my life's going to count for something. Hallelujah. In the eternal realm of things, my life's going to count for something. Amen. I'm going to stand for something. I'm going to stand in the vision that God has given us. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to be a pillar. I'm going to be unmoved. I'm not going to move unless God's word moves me. Because if it's God's word moves me, I'm still fulfilling His will. I'm not talking to somebody in the parking lot comes, oh, yeah, these people, you know, don't go where you tolerate it. Go where you celebrate it. What a load of baloney. Amen. Don't go where you tolerate it. Go where you celebrate it. Give me a break. Go where you sent. Go where you're needed. Go where God has anointed you to make a difference and stand your ground and be who you are. Somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, many times God's leaders had to stand in a place where everybody was telling them they're wrong. Moses was not celebrated. Amen. When Moses came, they said, you've come to give us trouble, man. Ever since we heard you, we have to make bricks without straw. We've been doubled in our work. We've been treated badly. You're the worst thing that happened to us, Moses. Moses, I'm not celebrated. Yeah, he stood where God placed him. When the word of God comes, it's to lift you into God-given purpose. Hallelujah. And listen, this is the thing many Christians get wrong. They think you became a Christian for your life to be easy. Your life becomes whole, yes, but not easy, brother. Amen. Many will say, amen. We know exactly. We know the story. You get saved. Your family are not happy. Amen. Hallelujah. You're not celebrated. Amen. You're not even tolerated. Hallelujah. So faith comes by the word. Listen, don't be moved. And I'm speaking to some of you yet today. You and your family situation, don't be moved unless God speaks to you. Don't let the enemy move you. Let God promote you. If you let the enemy move you, you step down. If you let God move you, you step up. Hallelujah. God promotes you. When you're in a bad situation and you refuse to move unless you receive a word from God, what actually happens is your authority is increased. I've learned this about God. He doesn't move me to where it's easier. His word causes me to overcome. Amen. Hallelujah. Man, I feel the anointing in this house this morning. I feel the power of God in this house this morning. Greater is He that is in you. Many of you, you've been moved. You've been walking. You got into a situation. Now times are tough. Don't move. Are you with me? Don't move. Don't go to the complaints department. Don't sing the somebody that be wrong song. Hallelujah. Take the word of God in your mouth. Take it in your heart. Sing a song of victory. Sing a song of praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Stand in the middle of your trouble and lift your hands and glorify God. Hallelujah. That cause you to still be standing. Amen. Hallelujah. And having stood, stand. Hallelujah. Everybody say with me, the word of God comes not to comfort me, but to strengthen me, to overcome. Hallelujah. That Passover meal was not so that they can, you know, have some food in their mouth, shame, because it's been so hard on you. It was so they can see the promised land. Canaan is mine. Hallelujah. Everybody lift your hand and say, Canaan is mine. The promise is yes. It is amen. It's a word of God for my life. Hallelujah. Be bold. God often said to Gideon, be bold, be strong, be courageous, for the Lord your God is with you. Hallelujah. You know, it's amazing. Some people, they love a sword, but they don't want to fight. Strange, no? Tell your neighbor, when you get a big sword, you got a big fight on your hands. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The hand of the Lord is on you for good. And in Jesus' name I prophesy that all your enemies shall fall at your feet. All your enemies shall turn and run and put their tails between their legs. For the hand of God is on you. And when you're in God, nothing can stand against you. You prosper. You overcome. The word of God is on you to overcome. By faith they overcame. Hallelujah. They overcome by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony. And Lord, I prophesy victory. Hallelujah. Every high thing must come down. Every stronghold shall be broken. But the hand of the Lord shall prevail. And I shall overcome in the name of Jesus. I am more than a conqueror. I'm a victor in Christ Jesus. Today is my day of breakthrough. In Jesus' name, I break every complaint. I cancel every negative word spoken in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, you pour out a healing balm. Here I am ready to be a healing balm. Here I am ready to be salt, to be light, to bring truth to my situation. In Jesus' mighty name. Come on, if you want God to use you, just stand, lift your hand, say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Shabre se kemandare. I'm ready to be bold. I'm ready to be strong. Hallelujah. Your word is alive. Your word is in me. Now, many of you, yeah, you in that tough situation I spoke of. I thank you, Heavenly Father, right now for courage and strength. For the courage and the strength. No matter if there's a bit of pain, if there's a bit of discomfort, we will wait on the Lord. We will wait on your word until we hear your voice. Thank you that your voice is not scarce. Thank you that you open a way before everyone. Thank you in each situation. You cause us to hear your word of promise, and we shall speak it in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I speak courage and strength. I command you boldness in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Thank you for a mighty anointing that rests on me. You've anointed me to overcome. The anointing destroys the yoke. The anointing breaks the bondage. I command every yoke be destroyed. Every bondage be broken. Every weapon of the enemy be canceled against your life. But Lord, I thank you for the anointing to overcome. In the name of Jesus, I overcome. Come on, I want you to say, things might look tough, but in Jesus' name, I overcome. Things might look bad, but in Jesus' name, I overcome. I will not be moved. I'm only moved
by the promise of God. Yay! Yay! Every stronghold must come down. Every stronghold shall be broken. You wear the victor's crown. You have overcome. Every stronghold. Come on, prophesy it. Don't just sing it. Declare it. Prophesy it. Every high thing must. Say it in faith.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, you can visit us on our Durban Christian Center Bluff or Wentworth Facebook page, or contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you, and God bless.